fear is far more common, far more widespread, far more prevalent than we may ever have thought. So no, it's not just you. Fear can strike any time, especially in the face of unexpected adversity. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Back in the military, as we were being taught the so-called art of war, we learned that the element of surprise gives you a huge advantage over your enemy. That's why you set booby traps and ambushes. That's why you try to deceive your enemy so that when you do strike, he has absolutely no idea where you're coming from or how strong your force really is. Of course, those are deceptions that our enemy, the devil, has been deploying against God's people since time immemorial. But it's not always the devil. Sometimes it's just our circumstances, a health scare, a financial worry. What's your response when you're shaking at the knees, when you have that sick feeling deep in the pit of your stomach? With the benefit of hindsight, here's King David's response after God had saved him from King Saul and everyone else who wanted to kill him. Psalm 18, verse 2. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my place of safety. He is my God, the rock I run to for protection. He is my shield. By his power, I am saved. He's my hiding place, high up in the hills. Too many of us, when the bullets start flying, run directly into the line of fire. In other words, we focus on our problem rather than turning to God. That's crazy because he is your rock, your fortress, your place of safety. And as Charles Spurgeon so rightly points out, while you may shake, your rock moveth not. Run to him for protection. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Maybe it's time for you to draw even closer to God. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.